Welcome back, everybody. Championship week video notebook here at Hoops HD. Day number two only. Only 2 days? Feels like it's been a week already, doesn't it? Day number
two. It feels
two.
Like it's, yeah, when you're locked in a bunker, time goes by slowly.
I'm your host, Chad Sherwood. John Sleek is with us, and David Griggs. We have a little bit of video feed problems from the Puppet Bunker, so I think we're going to have him on audio only tonight. But David Griggs locked in the Puppet Bunker at the Cowboys training facility in Frisco, Texas. David, are they starting to set up for the tournament yet down there?
I don't know. I'm locked in. I can't see anything.
Well, why did we send you then?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. I think you should just let me out of here.
Well, the rules are once you're in the Puppet Bunker, you can't get out until we get the keys. And Sleeka, any idea where the keys are?
I don't know where the keys are, but we've also posted notices in both bars at the Cowboys facility to not serve the puppet.
I don't know that you can get to the bars. There is the Conference USA tournament set up. It's going to be starting next week with the games. And we got the Puppet Bunker there. David is locked in it. Anybody that's there working, setting things up, please don't let him out. Please.
Why not?
But let's go through a little bunch of news and notes first from what happened today. There were some pretty big games and regular season games, including in the Big East, where we saw Salika, your Xavier Musketeers losing to Providence, the red hot Providence Friars, who are just going up that seed list so fast right now.
Yeah, I think at this point, Providence will probably just need to not stub their toe at home against DePaul so they can go ahead and punch their ticket. As far as Xavier is concerned, Paul Scruggs did not play because of a leg injury, but he is listed as day-to-day. So we don't know if he'll be playing on senior day against Butler, but there will be a streak on the line for Xavier because they'll be looking to avoid their first sub-500 conference season going back to 1982.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And David, the other big game, of course, probably the game of the night nationally, Villanova at Seton Hall. Nova picks up the huge road win. Now them and Creighton, only one pulled within a game of the Hall, so we still have that shot for the three-way tie at the end of the season here.
Yeah, well, those three teams,
Nova and Creighton will play this weekend.
Yeah,
Seton Hall and Creighton will play this weekend.
Yeah, Seton Hall and Creighton. It's just kind of crazy how those three teams, Nova, Seton Hall, and Creighton, have kind of boosted each other's profile by winning on the road against each other. So,
you're right. If you're going to split with somebody, it's almost better if you both went on the road than you both went at home.
Yeah, it is.
Because those are a lot more highly rated wins. Also, just a couple of notes here. We had Kansas had pulled out the win over TCU. They were down at halftime. I don't know what was going on there. TCU again showed a little bit of life at home tonight.
They almost. Could you imagine TCU almost beating Baylor and Kansas?
Also, a team that got a big scare here, Florida State, was down for all but 19 seconds of their game at Notre Dame, but they were up by 2 points when the buzzer sounded at the end, so that's all that matters, correct?
Yeah, but I think it's also going to be close but no cigar as far as the Irish are concerned, because that's the second time this year that they failed to come away with a win against Florida State. But I can only hope that Mike Bray was on his best behavior tonight.
Yeah, and in addition, a couple of notable games in the SEC, Auburn getting upset at home against Texas A&M, and Arkansas picking up a big win over LSU. David, is Arkansas back on your bubble?
No.
Okay. Everyone else.
I just don't think they've done. I mean, they've got a pretty good resume, but their conference record kind of makes me iffy.
Now, pull up that Arkansas profile here for a quick second. I know we got a lot to get to tonight, but, they got – the LSU home win, which is actually only a quadrant two win. No horrible losses, but some questionable quadrant two losses, I guess. They must win at A&M this weekend, though, A&M, who just won at Auburn. And what we thought was to be a great game, though, Salika, Dayton at Rhode Island. Dayton just crushed them, absolutely destroyed Rhode Island.
Yeah, Dayton crushed them, and it's probably going to be just a matter of time before they go ahead and finish what will amount to a perfect 18-0 record in conference play, because there would have to be a whole slew of things to happen for GW to somehow come away with a win on the road.
Yeah, are you okay there, David? I'm hearing, like, bumps and smashes and
Yeah, I'm trying to rustle up some notes here in the puppet bunker.
Okay. Well, David, let me ask you about one other note that came out today before we move on to the conference tournament games. We were talking about last night that Chicago State had canceled their road trip to both Utah Valley and Seattle because of the coronavirus. In addition, Seattle's other remaining home game against Kansas City, UMKC, this weekend has been canceled as well. UMKC will not go there either. And the statement from the WAC is that they will adjust that the games are going to be called no contests, according to the NCAA, whatever that
really
means. And that they will adjust the conference tournament bracket accordingly. And Seattle posted a statement on their website specifically noting that that there are no national travel restrictions and no threats have been made about any problems with the coronavirus for people coming to Seattle. There have been 60 cases of coronavirus in the state of Washington. Just as a side note, there are 600,000 people in the city of Seattle.
Yeah,
that's a 0.001% chance that you would get the coronavirus if you went there. But go ahead, John. Yeah.
I was also going to say, keep in mind that the Pac-12 schools, Washington and Washington State, are actually on the road at Arizona and Arizona State, so this should not affect them going forward as far as I know.
Well, actually, Chicago State also quite canceled its home games against Seattle and Utah Valley for the women's team this week. So, though Seattle at Kansas City on the women's side will be played. So,
And again, you hope everything stays healthy and that you hope people stay healthy and stay safe and that, like, it doesn't disrupt things more than it has to. But at the same time, you don't want to let it become – you don't want to overreact and let it be disruptive when it doesn't need to.
Exactly. Let's get to the games that were played today, though, in the conference tournaments. And it was quarterfinal round day in the Northeast Conference. And – St. Francis, Pennsylvania kind of cruised pretty much over against Bryant. And the other three games were the probably the three best games of the three best finishes of the night, maybe nationally. It was an amazing day in the NEC. John, let me start with you. Which game do you want to take? And let's go through each of them here.
I'll probably go ahead and take Robert Morris here, who is going to be walking on eggshells, but wouldn't be the first time that a 1C will have lost in the quarterfinals here. But after taking a lead in the final minute, have to give the Colonials credit here.
Yes, they pull out the 1-point lead with holding off. The SFBK had the shot at the buzzer that was missed that could have won them the game. The other two teams of David, Sacred Heart and Long Island, both got a late bucket with under like 5 seconds left, both of them, to pull out the win. So it was just amazing.
Yeah, it really was an exciting day in the NEC, but, like, what else would you expect? It's the NEC. It's the greatest conference. It's the greatest season. I am proposing next year with 11 teams a 30-game conference format.
I would be all on board with that.
Yeah. Big upset tonight. Chalk held.
And here's an amazing
chalk held all the way through, pretty much.
Well, here's an amazing stat. There have been so far in conference tournament games played so far, both last night and tonight, 16 games that were played at campus sites. There are a few neutral site games we'll get to here in a minute. But among the 16 campus site games, the home team is now 16-0 this season. It shows you why you should be playing these conferences at campus sites, quite honestly. Give the better team, the team with a better record, the better chance to win these games.
Right. And if somebody comes up and beats them, like, I mean, if you get out there and you win two or three games on the road, okay. But, like, yeah, you kind of don't like the tournaments that use no ladder and enter a predetermined site that are under the radar conferences anyway.
Well, but take a look. We did have two lower seeds win in another conference here, the Mountain West, which kicked off tonight. It's on a neutral court, though. We had a minor upset, I think, of Air Force knocking off Fresno State, and the major upset of David of Wyoming taking down Colorado State at the 11th seed, knocking off the 6.
Yeah, this one was stunning because Wyoming had been pitiful, I mean putrid, really all year long. And Colorado State, while they had their ups and downs, it looked like they had been playing well down the stretch and actually had quite a bit of momentum. I mean, I was kind of expecting that Colorado State-Nevada game to be kind of exciting, and you just assumed it would happen. But Wyoming, did they beat anybody this year other than maybe Fresno?
They had a very, very rough conference season. We could check on that here. Let's pull up the Wyoming profile. Hey, first time we've done this all season.
Yeah, it's like, let's pull up the Wyoming profile.
Yeah, maybe we could pull up Arkansas Pine Bluff already too. Wyoming, yeah. There's a lot of red over there. They beat Colorado State today. They won at Air Force. They won at San Jose State. Those were their two conference wins heading in during the course of the conference regular season there.
Yeah, not a bad front range record. Beat Colorado State, beat Air Force, beat Denver.
Yeah. And I guess with this one, we may even just want to call them the front range champion just for the hell of it after this.
Yeah, I know. Why not? Yeah.
New Mexico, John, kind of rolled San Jose State in the other game. But now we are set up for Thursday's quarterfinal round. San Diego State Air Force, Vegas, Boise, Utah State, New Mexico, Nevada, Wyoming. What do you see coming up here on Thursday?
Well, first of all, Utah State, New Mexico, that's going to be the major rematch that Utah State is going to have to avenge right here. And my guess is they probably will. Nevada should have a walkover now that Wyoming has pulled the upset against Colorado State. But I'm going to stick with
I agree with you. Wyoming's going to be done after today. I agree with you. Go ahead, though.
And I'm going to stick with my other pick and say that San Diego State and Boise State ending up meeting in the semifinals come Friday.
I like all four of those picks. David, how about you? You agree with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to get pretty – I agree with all of that. Okay. Like, I mean, Wyoming is – like – but, yeah, how about that – you know, this – I mean, once we get past this round, I think it's really gets exciting.
I agree. I mean, well, I think this Vegas-Boise game will be a really good one tomorrow, though.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think I agree with John. I think Boise's going to win the game.
Really?
But it is in Vegas' home building.
Yeah. I'm kind of expecting Vegas to take down San Diego State.
As we mentioned earlier, this tournament was moved up week because of the Con Expo Con AGG 2020. David, before we go any further, I have a little bit of breaking news about the Con Expo. I reached out to them a couple of days ago, and I want to actually see if I can get up here on the screen. Let's go over here. Let's see if we can get up on the screen. There it is. I sent them an email. I sent an email to the website here, and I said, "Hey, listen, got cut off. But I did send this. It says a Mountain West Conference moved its conference up a week due to a scheduling conflict with the Con Expo Con AGG 2020. Who do you think is going to win the conference tournament?" I mean, I thought that was a valid question to ask them, don't you?
Yeah, it is. It seems like a very valid question.
They never got back to me.
Yeah, I don't understand why. It sounds like they're emptying the trash here in the puppet bunker. I hear, like, garbage trucks outside.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. I didn't know if you heard them like that. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you expect them to just leave a mess in the puppet bunker?
Well, I don't know. They don't come into the puppet bunker. They're just outside in the arena somewhere.
Well, unfortunately, hopefully we'll get a response to the email by tomorrow. If not, we may have to take more drastic measures to get some responses from Con Expo Con AGG 20.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can't understand why they wouldn't answer that email. Me neither.
But let's move on to one more set of games that were played today. It was first round day in the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament, where we saw our first overtime game of championship week, I believe, with Tennessee State. Morehead State going OT, Tennessee State getting the win. And Eastern Illinois had a decent lead over Jacksonville State most of the way. Jacksonville State just stayed close enough to keep it a little bit interesting, but EIU got the win. And so form did hold here, John, in this conference.
Yeah, form held, but also going to be a little bit of a disappointment for Morehead because this was a team that had a lead in the closing seconds in regulation, but unfortunately after failing to grab a rebound, Tennessee State was actually able to hit a shot that tied the game with a second left, and they end up winning the overtime period by 7 points. So they'll survive for another day and move on to play Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, it looked like Morehead had the game won, didn't it, John? Because they come up with a defensive stop, get a rebound, but in the process stepped on the baseline as they were fighting for the loose ball. That gave the ball back to Tennessee State with a chance to either tie or win, and they forced the overtime and then sort of blew it open in the overtime.
Well, let's take a look at you, David. Tomorrow, we move to, I guess, what would technically be the quarterfinal round. Eastern Kentucky and Austin Peay getting to action here as well. Do you think that Tennessee State or Eastern Illinois could pull off the upsets in this next round of play?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like this Eastern Illinois team. It wouldn't shock me if they got all the way to the final or maybe even won it. Okay. Yeah, I definitely think they can beat Austin Peay.
How about Eastern? How about Eastern Kentucky? You think they take care of Tennessee State?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you watch the game tonight, it was such a poorly played game that if EKU was scouting that, I don't think they're concerned.
Okay. That was it for today's action, but we have a bunch more games coming up tomorrow, so let's go through a little bit of a preview here. And so, we'll start with some conferences that we played on Tuesday night. They're coming back into action. And our first set of semifinals coming up here Thursday night, the Atlantic Sun semifinals, Stetson on the road at Liberty, Lipscomb at North Florida. John, let me start with you. Either one of these road teams, can they pick up do you see them picking up the upset tomorrow?
If I had to pick a road team right here, I'd probably say Lipscomb here. I still think Stetson's good enough that they're going to cause Liberty to sweat, maybe sweat bullets if they have another low-scoring first half like they did on Tuesday night. But ultimately, I think we're going to have a Liberty-Lipscomb rematch from last year.
Yeah, David, you agree with that?
I do. Okay. And wow, what an awful – I mean, I know we covered this the other night, but that was just an awful game between Liberty and NJIT.
That's Liberty's style of play. They play ugly basketball.
Well, they succeeded that night.
While it is a semifinal game, I don't know if it should be your number one game on your main screen while you're watching these games tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We also have Big South in action again after campus sites on Tuesday. All eight remaining teams are heading to Radford for the quarterfinal round here. Games start at 12 noon with Upstate and Winthrop. That's the bottom half of the bracket there, followed by Asheville and Gardner-Webb. The nightcaps are Radford, Charleston Southern, and Longwood Hampton. David, do you see any seeding upsets or any games that you're really circling here tomorrow in the Big South?
I mean, aside from all of them, because they're all like, survival board knockout games, I think Radford Charleston Southern might be a little interesting, but I don't know. I think this tournament gets exciting after one more round.
Well, you know, I mean, we mentioned Rocco mentioned this last night that Charleston Southern did take Radford to overtime at Radford during the regular season.
Yeah.
I think that Longwood Hampton game, four or five games are normally really good games, especially on neutral courts.
Yeah, they are. And it would be kind of fun to see Longwood win that. You know, I don't know if they've ever been past the quarters, so it would be kind of fun to see them win that.
I want to think that they made it once to the semifinals, but I'm not 100% certain. We'd have to do a little research on that one. Mm-hmm. And we don't research before we do these shows. We just do them.
Yeah, we just do them.
I think the bottom two games, I think Winthrop and Gardner-Webb are both going to cruise in those afternoon games. I just think that they are a lot better than Upstate and Nashville. John, let's call this quarterfinal round day in the Horizon League on campus sites. Oakland is going to be at Green Bay and Youngstown State at UIC to determine what two teams join Wright State and NKU in Indianapolis on Monday. Any thoughts on these two games?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see which Illinois-Chicago team shows up. Is it going to be the one that kind of sleepwalked at home against a team like Northern Kentucky? Is it going to be the team that just absolutely blew the Norse out of the water at home? They've been kind of up and down. And Youngstown State, I think they have enough star power that they could probably pull off a mild upset here. I don't think Green Bay is going to be losing at home to Oakland, though.
I don't know, David. I could see both games going with upsets.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of – I could too. I do like this UIC team because, like John said, when you catch them on a good night, they can beat just about anybody in the league. But it wouldn't shock me if Youngstown beat them either.
Well, I think these two games could be fun games to watch, though. So I will be tuning into these games definitely. One of the conferences that was also back underway again here at Patriot League, and it's going to be quarterfinal round day again on campus sites. All the games with the same start time of 7 p.m., but we have Lehigh at Colgate, Lafayette at Army up at West Point, Bucknell at American, and Navy at BU up on the roof there. So any thoughts? David, let me start with you. Any thoughts on these four games, any upsets that you could see happening?
Not, I mean, perhaps Lafayette over Army, but I don't think so. I think the trend of home teams is going to hold up yet again tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of games here that are putting that 16-0 record on the line. John, what about you? You think there's going to be an upset tomorrow?
Oh, I think Lafayette could probably be a contender for an upset tomorrow. And if things break right, maybe an upset on Sunday if they're able to get that far.
I got one here. I didn't want to do it. I don't even think I picked it when I picked my picks for Jerome, but I'm going to go way out on a limb here. I see Colgate going down tomorrow.
Whoa!
I think we're going to have our first NIT automatic bid given out in the Patriot League. This is a conference that has a history of upsets despite playing at campus sites. And Colgate
this
has
is had a some good quite, Colgate team.
Has had some. They lost a game late in the season to Bucknell. They've had a few head scratching losses along the way. And this might just be the type of game that they're overlooking. That they're looking forward to the semis and the championship round of the tournament. So don't be surprised. And they'll probably win by 30 and make me look like an idiot, of course. But I'm calling it. Why not?
Really safe bet. They'll make you look like an idiot, yes.
two more conferences underway. Starting off tomorrow, we have first-round action in the Missouri Valley Conference with the 8-9 game between Drake and Illinois State and the 7-10 game between Valpo and Evansville. I would note that Illinois State is one of the teams that beat Northern Iowa this season and could get them in the quarterfinals if they can get by Drake. If Drake wins, it's a big rivalry game with Northern Iowa. So you and I is set up to have a tough game either way, maybe in the quarterfinals, David.
Yeah, what's interesting is that they just beat Drake in the last game of the season. So, I mean, for that to turn out to be their first conference tournament game, Illinois State, even though they did beat them, it was the opening of conference play. Northern Iowa did not lose many after that, and Illinois State did not win many after that. So,
of course, if you want to talk about teams that did not win many at all, you talk about a team that went to Lexington, beat Kentucky, one of the top teams in the nation, was number one at the time, proceeded to not win a single game in conference, and this will make it a perfect 0-19 if they lose tomorrow. So keep an eye on this. John, Valpo-Evansville game. Can Evansville finally get that first conference win in the conference tournament, or are they done?
My guess is they may have just enough in them to at least pull off one upset in the conference tournament, but don't expect anything beyond tomorrow night.
Oh, I don't know. I Todd Licklider's got it going. I think this Evansville team wins Arch Madness.
All right. Well, I was about to ask you both for picks to win it. David's going with Evansville. John, who are you going with?
I am going to go with Northern Iowa here, but also keep an eye on the Ramblers of Loyola Chicago.
I really thought you were going to go Indiana State. You've been talking them up all season, John. I thought you'd go trees. I'll go trees if you're not going to do it then. I'll take Indiana State to win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Why not? Finally, the late games tomorrow night. It is first round action in the ladder upon ladder upon ladder 5 million round event known as the West Coast Conference Tournament. The top two seeds got Gonzaga and BYU. They're not playing until next week. But we have Loyola Marymount San Diego and Santa Clara Portland. First question, David, do we care who wins these two games tomorrow?
Not really.
Okay.
I look at that rocket.
I think I see the first round games.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I like that Gonzaga and BYU don't play until the fourth round of the tournament. Anyway, no, we really don't. I'm trying to rebuild. Santa Clara had a bloated record for a while. So, I mean, you know, while they're seventh, you could see that they have shown improvement. I think they win tomorrow. I actually think they get by Pepperdine. And then, like, they get to the third round. I could see them winning as many games in this tournament as Gonzaga.
You could be right. There's teams that could – win more games than Gonzaga in this tournament. And yet Gonzaga win it all. John, who's going to win this event, though, I guess, at the end of the day, when we get to the real teams on Monday, I guess.
My guess is I'll probably say Gonzaga is ultimately going to win this, but my other prediction is going to be Santa Clara. I think they can actually pull off as many as three wins here before succumbing to BYU in the semifinals. And we will be hearing the puppet dragging on St. Mary's again after Saturday.
There you go. John is predicting Santa Clara to win more games than the champion of this in this event than the champion of the event. I love it. I'm with Gonzaga. David, you're with Gonzaga also.
Yeah, I think they want this win.
They want the revenge of BYU in that final. I really think they do.
Right. I agree. I think some teams, when you're locked into the one line or the two line, you just sort of like sleepwalk through the conference tournament. I do think Gonzaga wants this one.
Well, that's all the games. We've got a couple of things to get to, though. First, we've got a new feature we started a couple of days ago. It is Great Moments in Hoops HD Championship Week Video Notebook History.
Yes.
And David and I have been switching back and forth and who's picking the moment. So I decided to pick a moment. And David, I went all the way back to the very first, the Day Zero podcast for the 2020 Championship Week Video Notebooks for my great moment. I went back 2 days, but this was such a great moment. I think we needed to relive it again already. So here is my great moment for tonight in championship.
We've already seen this. We've already seen this.
No, this is when the great moment from on Monday. This is us watching me release the great moment.
Chad,
no,
I think
that was a great moment when we announced the great moment from the year before, the first great moment.
Chad, I think you're really overvaluing. I mean, to a sickening level, overvaluing this picture. I mean, it's a great picture.
But now we've got the four of us. Joby there also watching.
The four of us.
Rocco, I think, has the best game face here.
He really does. On that note, I lost the screen here. Let me go ahead and try to get up here. We need to somehow, if we can get the screen back up here, go to our survival board. John, give us 3 seconds of filler here while we try to get the survival board. I try to get the survival board back.
Yeah, basically, we came into today with 317 teams remaining with a pathway to make it to the NCAA tournament. So all the teams that you will see that are going to be bowled that are teams that are going to make the field no matter what. We do not have teams bolded in all caps yet because that's not going to come until Saturday when automatic bids began to get handed out, and you will see team in italics that we're going to have under consideration. So
yeah, and there it is. This was our survival board coming into the at the end of the day last night. We had 317 teams, as you mentioned, that were still alive.
We also have Brian there.
And there's Brian there. He's been tweeting things out. But let's see what happened as a result of today's games. This is a very exciting moment here. As a result of today's games, we are down to 307 teams. We lost 10 of them.
Okay, so chipping away at it there. Yeah, there's Brian again.
this time repping Colorado State.
Not only did we have 9 teams that lost in conference tournaments, we also had Southern Miss go off the board. They cannot qualify for the Conference USA tournament, so that was the 10th team that we lost. But let's take a quick look at this year. David, it's a service we do for the selection committee, correct?
Yes, for the selection committee, so they know what to do when they're in the room. It's confusing. Like, you don't
it's know. It's a lot of work they got to do there, though, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And you don't know. Should you look at Gardner Webb? Should you not? This helps them out.
Okay, so let's say they're looking at the Big South. They say Gardner-Webb, it's a regular type. That means if Gardner-Webb does not get an automatic bid, they don't get any consideration.
Yeah,
so they should not be discussed for at-large.
Right, and then like right below that, you see there, Chad, you see Maryland and like Michigan State. They know that because of this board, they know that they need to look at those teams.
Right, so if a committee member, for example, looking at this said, I don't know if Kansas should get an at-large bid.
Yes.
Despite being number one in the nation. Well, here's their answer.
Yeah,
it should.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's an invaluable service to the committee.
I guess on that note, let's go to any of the final thoughts. John, you want to start things off?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some of the conferences that will have some of their semifinal action when you look at places like the Big South and, well, not the Ohio Valley because that's not going to be until Friday here. So we're starting to see things take shape a little bit, and even in the Mountain West, that's going to be the conference to watch, mainly because of the aforementioned Utah State and New Mexico game.
Absolutely. And David?
I just want to get out of this bunker, Chad. I mean, I thought that we weren't doing that this year. I'm down here in Frisco, locked in a bunker.
David, you've been screaming all year about how much you love the Kurt at Conference USA.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I've also been screaming about how much I hate the puppet bunker.
You can't have everything. I thought it was a pretty fair trade-off.
No.
Do you realize how much work went into getting the puppet bunker down to Frisco, Texas?
I don't care what went in. You didn't have to do that. You could have just sent me to Frisco, Texas.
On that note, from Frisco, Texas, we had David Griggs tonight. We have John Salico with us. I'm Chad Sherwood. We'll be back again tomorrow night. We're actually going to be doing a bracket rundown show tomorrow evening. That'll be up on the site probably around 11 o'clock or so at night. It'll be posted. We're going to record it like around 9 or so. And then we'll be doing another video notebook probably at about 2 o'clock in the morning or something ridiculous.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a late one.
But thanks for joining us again, everybody. And we'll talk to you again real soon.